nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM brings you Habba Radio.
Je n'ai besoin de personne en Harley Davidson. Je ne reconnais plus personne en Harley Davidson. J'appuie sur le starter et voici que je quitte la terre. J'irai peut-être au paradis, mais dans un train d'enfer. Je n'ai besoin de personne en Harley Davidson. Je ne reconnais plus personne en Harley Davidson. Et si je meurs demain, c'est que elle était mon destin. Je tiens bien moi à la vie qu'à mon terrible engin. Dans le creux de mes reins. Je n'ai besoin de personne en Harley Davidson. Je ne reconnais plus personne en Harley Davidson. Je vais à plus de 100 et je me sens à feu et à sang. Oh, que m'importe de mourir les cheveux dans le vent. Que m'importe de mourir les cheveux dans le vent.
'67. What we just heard there was the B-A side, 7-inch with B-side I've played in the past, Contact, but that was Brigitte Bardot with Harley Davidson, named after the motorbike. Of course, you can find that on her 1968 album, Show 68, as well, too. And Bardot's mostly primarily known as being an animal rights expert and otherwise just, you know, racist, homophobic, and whatnot. I think she went to Bulgaria recently and helped spay some stray dogs, and then complained about the dolphin killing around the Faroe Islands just north of the UK. And in the background here, we're listening to one of the big mambo guys, Perez Prado, and this is from 1958. You've probably heard this in a few commercials and films otherwise. This is Guaglione. And welcome once again to another episode of Exploding Head Movies. This is your cinematically inspired program here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can find us on the web at www.citr.ca. My name is Gak, and I will be with you for the next 87 plus minutes at this point. Phone number for the station is 604-822-2487. You can also email me, radiofreegak@gmail.com. The old show name there. So, Perez Prado also appears on a soundtrack that we're going to profile later on, not this song specifically, and Prado was also the person who wrote Mambo No. 5, so he is partly to blame for that song from 12 years ago or so. But the soundtrack I'm talking about is from 2004's The Motorcycle Diaries, but we'll hear mostly Gustavo Santaolalla's score from that very acoustical, like, musical-based one here. But first, let's play a whole bunch of a little bit of folk. We'll have a little bit of Spanish Latin music towards the end as well. And we'll kick things off, though, with some great local music. So one of the things that has definitely been hyped as of late is the CITR Pop Alliance Compilation Volume 2. It's been pressed on the vinyl. Big, shiny, black copies are available. And at this point, we definitely had a promotional giveaway during our most recent fund drive. So those people who pledged a certain amount, that became available to you. And I believe we are touting this on our merchandise page as well, too. So if you go to www.citr.ca, there's only 300 copies in print. So make sure that, you know, if you haven't already put in a donation to get one, you can always pick up a copy for $20. It features some rare tracks by Apollo Ghosts, Slam Dunk, Rollmock. It features some demo versions by some other acts as well, too. I believe Watermelon and Springbake. And there will be some previous release songs. So we're going to focus on one of our local heroes here, and this would be the Shane Turner Overdrive. And from CITR, Pop Alliance Compilation Volume 2, produced in cooperation with our fine friends at Mint Records. Here's the Shane Turner Overdrive with Age 25 to 29 Hairline.
Sing.
your Shindig 2010 winners there, the OLs, and that comes off of their debut EP, The EP That We Love. That's the title, The EP That We Love, sorry. And that was the OLs with Otis. And the quartet recently made it out to Toronto, and they participated in Power's Canadian Music Week. And at this point, maybe they're on their way home. Don't know. Currently, at this point, they have no other dates scheduled. So at this point, those young kids should be on their way here. Presumably, they'll have maybe play a couple more times, maybe record some new material. But at the very least, you think about Shindig, at least right now, I think two of the three acts that have were in the finals did record. And they'll be the Wizards would be the other one. So maybe we'll hear something from the third act at some point. But the OLs, the winner of Shindig 2010. And if you're thinking Shindig 2011, well, that is still a good 6 months away. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR Vancouver. And we're going to hop over now to Los Angeles and the Dawes, D-A-W-E-S. It's a band featuring brothers Taylor and Griffin Goldsmith, Wiley Gelber, and Tay Stratham. Some coworkers definitely were talking up this band when they saw them at the media club several weeks ago, and sort of looked into them, and they sounded good. And we're going to listen to one song by them and a song that they cover by another Los Angeles artist, but from their 2009 album, the only album that they have at this point through ATO. It's called North Hills. Here are Dawes with God Rest My Soul.
Take the fall that is due. March 18th, the year 2011, is Drop-In Drop-Out Video Arts Expo at W2 Storium. Projected video work from over 30 Vancouver artists. 31,000 square feet of interactive art. Out of this universe. Musical accompaniment by Channels 3 and 4, Animal Bodies, Magnetic Ring, Holtzkopf, and Crystal Dorval. After Hours featuring Jason Lev, Love, Dancing, and more. Hallucinations provided by DropoutVideo.com and BYOBWorldwide.com. Admission by donation before 10 p.m.
Blake Mills off of last year's Break Mirrors album. That was Hey Lover. And before that, we heard the band that Blake Mills used to be a part of, but they've actually helped him out in the past with various songs. That was Dawes with God Rest My Soul. It is 10 before 8 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, as evidenced by the fact that I walked into the wonderful UBC headquarters, land of CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and hey, it wasn't dark, which is a good thing. Honestly, this is something that my soul needs, some quality daylight solar power in the evening. We're going to hop over to Montreal now, and Plants and Animals, well, they aren't going to be there at this point. Right now, they're in the midst of preparing for a European tour, as evidenced on their website right now. And their most recent album is something that we call the... something that loads slowly, the La La Land album. But we're actually going back to one of their first things that they released. And this was back in 2007 through Secret City Records. So from the With Avec EP, or Epe. This is Plants and Animals with Lola Who.
Oh, not a breath, she came rushing in, rushing in, rushing in.
latest album, Grown Unknown. There is Leah Isis, and that was Little Marriage. And that's her second album after 2008's Nesima. But it sort of traded her a bit more of her pop semantics, more for this idiosyncratic, wonderful, wonderful folk music here. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies, and we're going to hop over to Winnipeg shortly. But if you need a reminder for which radio station you're listening to, we're going to cooperate with Burley. 1 second here. And whoever's just called right now, I will be with you shortly. Let's just cue a couple things up here. My word.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, totally eclipsing every other radio station.
Thank you.
from last year's album Mare. That was Julian Lynch, and the track we just heard there was In New Jersey. And Julian Mare is based out of New Jersey, and he worked with the Smithsonian Folksway Recordings in the University of Wisconsin in Madison for a while. So as his musicianship sort of became a bit more studied, he's actually started incorporating more genres into his humble equipment. And from there, his music's evolved into that way. And we started the set off with Winnipeg, Manitoba's The Waylon Jennies. And what we heard there was a Neil Young cover there, Barefoot Floors. And you can find that on the compilation album Down at the Sea Hotel, which is actually a bit of a kid's book. But it's also a story full, or it also is a music... Music. It is a music, please. It's an album full of lullaby versions of either covers or original songs. And this is Exploding Head Movies here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. We're going to stick for the bit of folk-inspired madness for one more song, and then we're going to get quite Latin. It's just the imperfect time for Gustavo Santaolalla's soundtrack to The Motorcycle Diaries. So we're going to go over to Austin, or actually just a little outside Austin. I know South by Southwest is going on right now. Some esteemed friends are there visiting. Some esteemed friends from I met last year are there, ready in anticipation for all the music excitement right now. Of course, there's also the other aspects of the film part of the festival and the digital part. And the weird thing is I haven't heard too much from the digital aspect, because usually this is where some crazy new technology debuts. But I think the excitement of the iPad 2 has really rubbed off on anyone. But at the very least, Samuel Beam is the man behind Iron and Wine. And he has a bit of a 70s AM-inspired album out now, as his sort of alt-country roots have drifted this way. So his latest album is Kiss Each Other Clean, which you can find through 4AD. And from Kiss Each Other Clean, here's Iron and Wine with a bit of a potty mouth song here. And this is Monkeys Uptown.
Say those monkeys uptown. I told you not to fuck around. Heaven's a name and the river is brown with all the mud and the rain. It never settled down.
Settles down. Party is off to a good start. Guests are on time. Everyone's out to have fun and to help others fun.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
UBC Students have an alternative. Looking to unwind? Check out one of the sub's two licensed establishments.
The Gallery Lounge is your location for a wide variety of draft beers at student-friendly prices. Come to the gallery for a relaxed atmosphere and great food, including the famous pizza pretzel. Fellow students provide the entertainment with weekly open mic and karaoke nights. The gallery is located on the main concourse of the sub and open Monday through Saturday till 1 a.m. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
All the things you've been seeing, guess you better find your way back home.
Da 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 da
Nova beat. There is Jay Dilla with the Rico Suave Bossa Nova, and that is the original form of that could be found on his 2002 breakout album Welcome to Detroit, and that was the rough extended version, which appears from somewhere, not totally sure. And Jay Dilla, otherwise known to his folks as Yahtzee, I'm messing this up. James Yahtzee. I was hoping the J was for something easy. But yeah, James Yahtzee, a.k.a. Jay Dilla, was a big fan of Sergio Mendes. And at one point in the studio, he was listening to a Sergio Mendes album. And he used to have some jam sessions in the studio after work. And then his friend Kareem Riggins came through, asked him for a little bit of a bossa nova beat. And they sort of ran wild with that. And those words were verbatim, paraphrase, slash by that from the liner notes of Welcome to Detroit. Welcome to Exploding Head Movies here in Vancouver as the daylight hours extend. My name is Gak. This is Exploding Head Movies. And we're going to go Latin now. So Latin at this point, I've been trying to read the Spanish version of the band here, because at this point there looks to be about 14, 15 names, and what was a choir of some sort as far as I can tell. So these people are called the Son de Tres Sabotes, and this comes on the Edición Pentagrama label out of Mexico, and from their album Rompo Mi Voz en Silencio, this is Son de Tres Sabotes with Colas.
Cuando los Fania label, that is the International Orchestra, or the Orchestra Internacional, and that was Mucho Control, and that was from Volume 3 of El Barrio, Back on the Streets of Spanish Harlem. And yeah, the entire compilation just features some ripe, old, awesome funk from the late 60s, early 70s. There's a label called the Mavi label, similar to the Jeans out there, and yeah, that's a Puerto Rican track. And yeah, I need to find out more about this. Again, this is one of those things that is sort of barely written up, but the liner notes I've found online so far look to be quite comprehensive. But it is quite distinctive of the Puerto Rican scene. If I watched Carlito's Way recently, and it's sort of like more mid-70s vibe, so it had a little bit more disco than I was expecting, but this type of music, totally up my alley. The name of this show is Exploding Head Movies.
You are lying. I never hit you.
CITR 101.9 FM.
You are tearing me apart, Lisa.
This is Gak. I'm tearing no one apart here.
And let's get a little bit more with, I would say, a modern Latin vibe, but at least a breakout of the chinangos, the mambos, the barrios this way. And we're actually going to have a little bit of Mad Decent Luck here by the folks at Diplo. So Maluka is the alias of, actually, Maluka is partly her first name, isn't it? Perhaps, but she's born in the Bronx, raised in Manhattan by Dominican parents. And she's kept a distinctive Caribbean vibe here. And what we're going to do is, I think I've played this song in the past, but not this remix. So from 2009, here's Maluka with El Tigrazo, as remixed by Socius.
No. tía es visitante, mi jarabe te levanta de la tumba. Es un jaleo pa' que siempre estés adelante, un poquito de mela, sazón y rumba. Es un pasito que te voy a enseñar, un meneito que sé que te gustará. Y cuando aprendas a bailarlo con sabor, te aseguro que este ritmo gozarás.
Featuring a little bit of great Colombian music there. That was Quantic featuring vocals there by Nicodemus, and that's off the 2005 EP Ritmo Tropical, and Mi Swing es Tropical. And yeah, we're going to hop over now to Paris via Argentina and Switzerland, and the Goten Project. You probably hear a lot if you go to fine French dining places, but honestly, the mix of tango and beats that they've been providing for many a year at this point have been phenomenal. So from last year's Tango 3.0 album, here is the Goten Project with Hombre a Hombre.
Thank you. on your birthday.
Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver. Your Friends of CITR card will net you discounts on Commercial Drive at Audio Pile, Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, and the People's Co-op Bookstore. You'll also save online at Band March Canada and Big Mama. It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or visit us online at citr.ca.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
Every Monday.
Heard there was from the Motorcycle Diaries, and that track was called Revolucion Caliente, and the soundtrack was written by Gustavo Santaolalla, and this was a multi-country production: USA, Germany, UK, Argentina, Chile, Peru, and France. as we just list off all the countries there. And it starred Gael Garcia Bernal as a 23-year-old Ernesto Che Guevara, but in his pre-revolutionary days. And this featured him and a friend on a road trip through South America. And I had many friends who watched the film, and at that point they wanted to see South America. At this point, I have yet to see the film, but I still want to go there. Santaolalla was born in El Palomar, Argentina. And he began his music career back in the 60s when he co-founded a group called the Arco Iris, and one of the first Argentine bands to mix rock and Latin music together, or Latin folk. Then he ended up with a band called Saluna before moving to California in 1978. And he produced multiple solo albums, but one of them uses the instrument called the charango. It's called Iguazu, named after the waterfalls that you saw in the cartoon Up. But Iguazu is featured in numerous films, such as The Insider and Fast Food Nation. And in the mid-90s, he started scoring some films, and we've heard him in Amores Perros, 21 Grams, and he's won two Oscars in a row, and that would be in 2006's Brokeback Mountain, and then for his friend Alejandro González Iñárritu, 2007's Babel. So we're going to start things off in the background. We're listening to Lago Fries, and we'll go through as many cues as we can. So next one we'll hear is Du Usijaria a la Cuyacha, Motorcycle Diaries.
creo que he visto una luz al otro lado del río. El día le irá pudiendo poco a poco al frío. Creo que he visto una luz al otro lado del río. Sobre todo creo que no todo está perdido. Tanta lágrima y yo soy un vaso vacío. Oigo una voz que me llama, casi un suspiro. Rema, rema, rema. Rema, rema, rema. En esta orilla del mundo, lo que no expresa es baldío. Creo que he visto una luz al otro lado del río. Yo muy serio voy remando, muy adentro sonrío. Creo que he visto una luz al otro lado del río. Sobre todo creo que no todo está perdido. Tanta lágrima y yo soy un vaso vacío. Oigo una voz que me llama, casi un suspiro. Rema, rema, rema. Llevo tu remo en el mío. Creo que he visto una luz al otro lado del río.
We started that set off with, I can always never pronounce this, De Ushuaia a la Quiacia, or Quiacha. Then we heard Procession, Jardin, and then we heard, actually in the background, we have Partida del Leprosario, and then we're closing with, what did I decide to do here? Well, we'll see if we get that far. And those were all from Gustavo Santaolalla's 2004 score to the Motorcycle Diaries. And if you want to keep eyes peeled on whatever he does next, he was most recently scored Beautiful. And then he's upcoming for the Jack Kerouac adaptation, The On the Road. And that vocal track we just heard was by George Drexler. Translates from Spanish as On the Other Side of the River. And that was Al Otro Lado del Río. And Drexler is from Uruguay. Hence the accent there. And this won the Oscar for Best Song in 2005. It was the first one that won in Spanish. And, of course, this is the first ever win by an Uruguayan artist. And one of the unfortunate things about the ceremony, though, is the producers were afraid that the unknown Drexler would be losing ratings, because heaven knows the Oscars don't lose ratings like crazy. So this was that song that was performed by Carlos Santana and Antonio Banderas, only for like about a minute and a half back then. But the good news is that during Drexler's acceptance speech for Best Song, he basically sung a few lines a cappella and then just said, ciao, much like I'm about to do now. So this is about it for Exploding Head Movies this week. Coming up in a few short minutes, it is The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker. And coming up at midnight then, it is Canada Post Rock with P-Bone. If you missed any of this week's show, you can always catch the podcast. Doors opening, everything, crazy noise. Just go to www.citr.ca and You'll find it there under the schedule. There's a little orange icon. If not, you can always search iTunes as well, too. Just look for anything with CITR and then Exploding Head Movies. Next week, I think we're going to target a way overdue Morricone profile, although I did promise you some John Barry, although I still have to assemble music for that. But we'll close off here ever so briefly. We'll hear a snippet from Röyksopp, who remixed, or at least sampled, Gustavo Santaolalla's De Usahaya a la Guinata. And this is the version R. I can never get the initials. R something XYP. So stick around, enjoy yourselves, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Listening to CITR FM and cable 101.9 or on the web www.citr.ca. Stay tuned now for The Jazz Show, coming right up with Gavin Walker.
Ba-do-ba-dee-oo-doo-dee-doo-doo-wee. Ba-do-ba-dee-oo-doo-dee-doo-doo-wee.